returned. So, we left on a pretty emotional scene last. And as Cecilia vanished, you all saw the room begin to light up like the sunlight was entering. And at each seat on this conference table, you can see this strange form, like a figure you can't quite make out, like just an echo of someone. They weren't important, it seems. Two figures you do see are Cecilia, as well as a partner. As they both sit there, William just kind of like looks towards Cecilia, who is taking in everything a little well, or a little too well, for his tastes, as she just kind of agrees and nods. And soon everyone begins to leave, and William looks like he's about to protest something, but Cecilia just puts a hand on his shoulder and he stops, and he looks towards her. She stands up and she starts to move again. And he, as soon as the others leave, he just looks towards her. This is too much. It's too much. And he just looks towards her. And she just looks towards him. It's my duty as a Kincaid. And partner just shakes his head. It doesn't matter that you're a Kincaid. You don't even know if this will work. And the more we hear about it, the more we're learning that it's not gonna work. She just quietly watches him. And she says, I have to try. And he goes, you don't have to try anything. We can find out what to do. We can take our time and like actually make sure we have a machine that can do the right thing that won't cause this much harm. She shakes her head. He just looks towards her. Look, I understand your desire to help Will Branch. I understand your desire to help the Overseer. I know you see her story in you. But if we have one shot at this, I didn't know we would only have one shot at this. They do it one time and it fails, you're done. I don't know what's gonna happen. Cecilia just looks towards him. She shakes her head. I'm a Kincaid. I do what needs to be done. She begins to walk away. And as she walks out, partner just kind of watches and just sighs. And then looks down and the memory ends. Partner, sitting there as well, just looks downward as Cecilia's no longer there.
That must have been rough.
She was stubborn. And I understood. I was just an adult telling her no. And I get it.
And Trixie lets out a woo, yeah!
Just
just
looks towards Trixie. Oh,
sorry, I got really excited. It was very empowering.
What, you mean Trixie? I mean, you mean Cecilia?
Yeah.
He just like kind of shrugs. She shouldn't have needed to be that empowering. She was 17.
All right, go back in time when you were 17 and you were going through this whole entire thing. Would you do the same?
I don't have her guts.
Can you tell me again why that's not empowering for her to do what she's got to do?
Because there's a fine line between empowerment and just being stubborn.
Well, here's your second opinion. It was empowering in my eyes. And I don't even know who you are.
He just sighs and he looks down. I don't even know who you are. He just shrugs.
He kind of shakes his head. Well, here's a third opinion. It was also reckless. Making it sad look in his face.
The more we learned about the possibility of this going wrong, every session we held every month to discuss the probability of this working, it went down. It started at like 90%, and at this point in the meetings, it went down to 60. I get that she wants to help. I got that she wanted to help. But she was just a kid.
What happened next?
Nothing I could say to her would convince her to not go through with it. And they started putting her through training to see if it would help increase the numbers. Nothing that would be painful or harmful in any way, but more magical training, they called it. Her powers hadn't awoken yet. We didn't know what they were.
You know where they did that?
There was a point in which the Foundation wanted me just to meet her every month instead of every day. So I don't know where it was. They were.
Leslie, where did you find that next thing?
I don't know if that's. Is Andy there?
Oh, sorry. You asked me something?
You said you found where you needed to go next. Where was it again?
I feel like Cecily has legitimately just been sitting on the ground with her face in her hands for like the last few minutes while everyone's been talking. Because she legitimately doesn't know what the right answer is right now. Like, she's like,
Trixie just like sits next to Cecily and like holds them.
Cecily will just kind of look up and be like, I don't know. I know that it seems like I want to just give my life up before this, but I don't. Like, I do want to keep living. I mean, I am Cecily Kincaid, and I do have like 30 million Instagram followers, and I am destined to marry Christian Slater, go to Europe, and die. You know what I mean?
Jason sneezes.
Also, a wolf starts sneezing, and I think a demon starts sneezing.
That's fine.
All of Cecily's harem starts sneezing.
I mean, who wouldn't want to? That sounds like the life. Christian Slater? Oh.
I mean, I'm like thinking, I don't think anyone says
that. I was about to say.
Say that right now.
Oh, is that really? Okay. Also, yeah.
Sorry, slipped into my old for a minute. She would say Henry Cavill or something. I don't know.
I mean, good choice.
But she's also sort of kidding. Like, she's being very Cecily about it, but like, she's like, that's not, I know that's not the answer. I think maybe if I can find more information about this device, we can figure out how to use it better. Like, if A and all of us sort of contribute, knowing kind of all of the different aspects of magic, if we all work on it together and I just have to be the one to hold it, like, that's what I'm thinking of. But there's also this whole thought that the flower on the first Celia's back and...
Oh, Cecily. Thank you for reminding me.
Oh, yeah.
As you're watching that other one, the flower was starting to wilt.
At the... On the one that just left?
Mm-hmm.
Lord have mercy. What does that even mean? I don't know. Cecily's like, I don't know what the right answer is. I know I'm supposed to figure out that my ability is to connect it all, and I don't want to go supernova and like obliterate the town and all of you guys, or scatter myself into 1,000 depressing entities that don't know the value of a good conditioner.
Exactly.
Well, low blow a bit, but okay.
Cecily, we're going to look towards you. Your magic is absolutely different from Cecilia's. I can tell you that much. It's... I can't tell you the chance in which this will succeed, but automatically I can tell you this. You probably have a higher chance of this working just because you are taking your time. It's just... if I can ask you a favor as you continue this, be careful where she wouldn't. Okay?
That's... Cecily's like, that's why I'm trying to learn as much about the past.
I know. Like... And he steps towards you, and he'll actually take your hand and look towards you. I know we don't know each other that well, and I'm not a father figure to you or whatever, but nothing haunts me more that I could not help her. And I just need to hear you promise it.
Cecily looks around. She's at her friends, and she's like, You don't have to worry about that. I've never been alone.
I'm not worried about you being alone. He just looks sad. And then he just kneels in front of you. Cecily, you're 17, 18 now. You all were thrust into this. And that's not fair. And you all have every right to have a tantrum and go out kicking and screaming and telling all of us adults that this is not fair. And yet none of you have done that. All of you have accepted this fate in such a way that scares me as someone who cares about you. And he looks towards all of you. And I'm sure there are more of us that are concerned for you. Your connections. I understand that you feel a duty, an obligation. And I'm sure that it has to do with the foundation, the desire to save people, and he looks towards you, Iggy. The desire to just exist here, and he looks towards you, eh? Or whatever it is. But it's okay to also be upset that you were given this fate.
Cecily will squeeze his hand. She's like, I appreciate that, but again, not on the let's throw myself into a meat grinder bandwagon here.
I know.
But we have to. Someone has to. We're the only ones who know what's going on and that can stop it, so we have to try, right? Like,
but it's okay to be angry about that. It's okay to be upset with that. Just like a chore you don't want to do, but you'll do it anyway. It's okay to be upset that you have it. Okay? Hold on to that. Because that's you. And he just squeezes your hand a little tighter. That's you as a person, not you as a hero. Okay?
She smiles and she'll like kneel down next to him and give him a hug. And she's like, are you kidding me? I already have the dress and heels that I'm going to wear to graduation. If you don't think I'm walking down that aisle with the rest of my classmates, then
I know you will.
She's like, we'll figure this out. We'll be okay. We land on our feet. And if we don't, then we will figure out something else. And that's just what we do.
Be careful. That's all I ask for. Okay?
She would nod and hug him again. And she's like, I know that you were like a father figure to her, and
I had kids of my own, but he just rubs his head. I care too much, I guess. I don't know. And he seems a little flustered as he realizes, and he starts walking. Come on, let's go figure out where she is now.
Oh Lord.
I mean, I'll say it for everyone. This whole situation's fucking bullshit. He just murders.
Thank you. Somebody finally says it. Partner just puts his arms up.
Holy you know what I would have liked to have had instead of this, you know, becoming a pillar? Parents. He just mutters as he walks out.
Fuck. He just raises his arms. Take back your anger for once. Y'all are making me nervous. He just walks.
Cecily would laugh. She's like, I mean, I would have been homecoming queen and fall festival.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I heard that, what, too, Lorelai and... No, wait, was that prom? And he just looks confused.
That was prom.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you would have been homecoming queen then. Absolutely. Yeah, although, be mad.
Although, if you think about it, if it wasn't for this whole stupid situation, A would still be a fuckboy.
No.
So maybe it was good for him.
I'm sorry, what?
Seriously?
We can't.
I mean, he would have been.
That is true.
I guess
you're telling me you wouldn't have changed your ways if you were still in hell?
I think I would have been still exiled here either way. I think things would have just been...
Would you?
Maybe? Look, I don't know.
I mean,
maybe not.
I plan on channeling all of that righteous anger into pummeling Lilith's face, but that's just me personally.
As oh yeah, should. No, that's who I'm blaming this whole thing on, so let's hurry up and get this over with.
What's the plan?
Oh, we have to go to the operating room.
Okay.
Terrific.
I know. Nothing says charming like a rusty, run-down, vacant hospital ward. Really.
Biggie looks around like, so far, this place has actually been pretty top-notch, but then again, this is a memory.
What? It's a memory? I thought this was Limbo. Kind of.
It's a weird thing with Limbo.
It's an echo. And that's what partner kind of like waves his arms.
It's both? I don't know how this works.
Let's just keep on going.
All right. As you all walk, that's when you hear crashing in the... operating room that you walk towards.
There's our cue.
And here we go.
You also hear screaming.
Oh, Lord.
Man, that's a new one. Let's
angry
go.
Angry screaming.
Oh, that's not good. That's different. Oh, no.
That's not good.
It's like they start
running.
They start running, they stop.
Nothing.
Stop. You're like screaming. Oh, it's the bad one. Ooh.
Oh, yeah. No,
oh, what could go wrong?
Oh, no, someone's in trouble. Oh, no, they angry. Oh.
And nothing can go wrong.
Oh no,
it's all gone horribly wrong.
No, I wanted to do the what could go wrong.
What could possibly
I just
go
I
wrong?
Charge head into immediate danger.
You're going into immediate danger?
Yeah, again.
Sure.
Trixie!
I love we're gonna have to nail that girl's feet to the floor.
No, oh my absolutely God. Not. That's why I made her fucking mundane. Like, let's go.
Fucking somebody Velcro her to your backpack.
Trixie.
Really,
someone
put a bell on her.
You burst or into five. The room, and you see these strange, like monster-like shadows that are surrounding. I forgot her name for a second. Cecilia.
Cecilia.
And he is throwing shit at them. But you get to spend... You have two hold for that move. So you can spend one for one on either inflicting one harm, reducing someone's harm suffered by one, or taking two forward on act under pressure.
Act under pressure. I want to shoot at the ghosts.
Ooh, that would be a harm. So you would,
okay.
You would definitely shoot at them, because you can inflict one harm with that. What would you like to do? If you want to do the act under pressure, tell me what you're doing. Like, are you moving to protect Cecilia? Are you moving to get a better vantage point? What are you doing?
I feel like she would call down the hallway, but she would take out her small handgun.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh shit.
Yeah, this was an adult, so she has a gun.
Right.
So I pulled out my gun.
Oh, so I pulled out my gun. Sorry.
So I started blasting.
So I would like kind of yell down, looking down at the group.
What?
Like towards you guys. Because
uh-huh.
I ran in forward.
Yep, you rushed in.
I rushed in. So I like take a look out the hallway. It's like, stay out here.
Oh, you're being okay. So as you go in to be heroic, go ahead and roll an act under pressure. You get a +2 on it.
Oh shit. Wait.
Just pull out a gun.
So I did. I thought that I had to press something for the what could go wrong.
Oh no.
And so I just clicked the dice like out of like instinct. I didn't see that it was here.
It's
so
still the act under pressure. That's again? Fine. So that's an 11.
11. Mm-hmm. But okay.
So with your active pressure, you move in and you definitely aim your gun at one of the ghosts and you shoot and it just starts to vanish as you slide into the room.
Slide. Yep.
Oh no, that's a real gun.
Yeah, you all hear the gunshot, 100%.
Yeah, it also says close, loud.
Yeah, it's very, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So you all hear the bang. It's a real gun.
I feel like Cecily, you know, at that is gonna take off and draw her sword again.
Oh, okay, yeah, we're doing this. Okay, fine.
I mean, Trixie ran in there. We just leave her.
He's also packing heat.
I mean,
I'd really not be on the crossfire.
They wouldn't shoot you for not for hanging up on her. No.
I'm gonna ignore
whatever
that.
Whatever would give you that whatever idea?
That idea.
I'm just kidding. Of
you're
course.
Fine. You're fine. You're fine.
You're good. You're alive. Precious air.
All right. What are you both doing? Everyone's running in.
I feel like Cecily will see, I guess, these things surrounding. Does the one that she shot, what does it look like? What did it do?
It vanished.
Okay, so the spot that it left, I feel like Cecily is going to run in and slide across the floor
mm-hmm.
and put herself in between them and Cecilia in the center.
Roll an act under pressure. Another 11. Nice.
Yeah. Nine, now it's 11.
Nice, 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 nice. So you slide 11. Into that area, and Cecilia will look towards you, confused, as you slide in. And she just kind of, like, looks towards this. From your vantage point now, Cecily, and I will say Trixie, as you have moved into this area, you can see that there are a total of 20 of these things in here. 19 oh now, because one of them died.
Wow! Okay.
Well, that's a lot.
Wow.
That is a lot.
Ah,
that's a lot of bad guys.
Iggy is just gonna go like, oh fuck, and he clicks his pin and turns to the Skull Rider. God damn it! And like hops in, and then he's gonna hop in, like jump in, and like literally this like Superman punch closest one to him as he like jumps in.
Sure, go ahead and roll, kick some ass.
Ten.
So you absolutely do the harm to it. It is, here's the thing. I would normally let you pick the three, but it dies immediately as you hit it. Because as we've learned now from Trixie's shot, because Trixie's shot did one harm, these things only have a one harm threshold. So as you punch at one of them, it does die. But I get to do a reaction still because you're never safe when you do kick some ass. So I will say that two of them do swarm you. And they will do two harm.
Ooh. Oh.
After seeing... Oh.
What?
Oh, So, after seeing Iggy do that, like, oh, Jesus. Rush into the room, break out my toy gun. This big red plastic gun in his hands, Trixie.
Oh, yeah, and you see that? Iggy now dressed up as like a Kamen Rider.
Oh. Oh my god, you guys are so cool.
Trixie, you see A who has a plastic toy gun. A pop cap gun.
Be careful with that thing.
Shoot your eye out, kid.
Shoot your eye out.
Oh, condescending.
So, A, there are currently 18 total creatures in this area that are hostile. Right.
Well, I see where Cecily and Cecilia are.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, so I'm actually going to aim in front of them. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to aim a... Which one do I want? Let's go ahead and do a wind wall around them. Surround them. Okay. Yeah. So I'll pull the trigger and you just see this blast of like a wind wall come out and
gotta roll that combat magic.
I have to roll that use magic? Yeah. Yep. Use magic.
That combat magic, baby.
Hey.
That's a 12. Oh, so it's the advanced one.
Oh.
So advanced earth wall. Wind wall, is on a 12, the wind traps any creature that gets close and can only escape by using a move or when the spell ends.
Okay.
So the wind wall becomes a sticky wind wall.
Basically. It's sticky. It basically pulls them into little whirlwinds, yeah.
Gross.
Yeah.
So you
just basically see this like little mini whirlwind fire out, and then it just surrounds Cecily and Cecilia.
Mm-hmm. And the shadows that were kind of approaching are definitely trapped within that.
I tell everybody else, it'll hold, but I don't know for how long.
Mm-hmm. Cecily, that offers you an opening if you want to do anything.
I was thinking that seeing how many of them there are now, she'll do the whole whip thing instead.
Okay.
But I was thinking she would use Ace Fire, and she like flicks out her whip and catches it on fire, and then goes...
What fire?
After them.
Oh, no, I use wind.
Oh, wind. I'm sorry. I thought you said fire. I don't know why.
That's okay.
But you can probably gather some of the, like, use the momentum.
Actually, no. Didn't Iggy put, like...
I punched it.
No. Never mind. I was gonna say, I think that Iggy at one point had put, like, green fire on something.
Oh, yeah, that was his undead magic that he put that he pushed into something.
Yeah, like her sword or something.
Yeah, like when he went to the Liggy. Yeah.
So yeah, she'll just use the whip then instead, so she can try to hopefully snap at a couple of them.
Okay. Go ahead and roll to kick some ass.
Nice.
10. Because these ones are trapped, I will say that you can hit a few of them. I'll say you hit 2 of them.
Okay.
Okay. 2 of them dissipate, and because it's kick some ass, that means that there will be some response, of course, to you, though. So here's the thing. Even though the wind wall is there, and I promise you I'm not cheating, 2 shadows come up from behind the wind wall. They kind of come up from the ground. So now there are 2 shadows that have entered your space.
Uh-oh.
And they are not going to be able to attack because they had to kind of apparate. So now we're back up to 18.
Oh.
Anyone else want to try anything?
Turn on the lights!
Trixie, you wanna try something?
Hmm?
You wanna, Trixie, you wanna go bang bang?
Goodness gracious. So there's a bunch of ghosts and there's like 2 mega ghosts?
No, there's just two of them were gone, and then two of them apparated in behind the wind wall that A has made.
Oh, so they can move out of it.
They didn't move out of it. They just kind of apparated. So more ghosts.
They came out of the ground, just, like, yeah. In...
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's an endless tube of ghosts I've made.
I like your ghost tube. It's really cool.
They're my favorite tubes.
Now I'm thinking Mario.
I was thinking of Ghost Train on Final Fantasy VI.
Can I, like, look around to see if... Oh, my God.
Can
I look around to see, like, what might be causing all this?
Sure.
I have, don't worry, I'll check it out, but I'm pretty sure I can't leave.
Yeah, no. You can't go by yourself right now. So yeah, what I'm gonna say is go ahead and roll an act under pressure to see if you can investigate.
It's not under the. Where's act under pressure? I'm sorry.
Up under
that
the.
That is right under.
Reference. It's the first one right under that.
Yep.
Oh, bam! It's my cool.
You're doing so good. Wow.
Well.
Nice.
So cool. With a 12.
Senpai, you're so segoy.
Trixie, you'll notice that with that act under pressure, as you're looking around quickly, they are not moving in a way that they're like, I'm gonna get you. They're moving in a way that's trying to, like, how, like, doctors might go to help to restrain a patient from harming themselves or from causing harm.
Okay. So... Trixie's not going to point the gun to anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of keep it close. Okay. All right. Are you in trouble?
Are you asking that for Cecilia?
Yeah. Asking Cecilia. My bad.
Roll plus charm.
Charm.
It's not really a manipulate someone.
Charm?
Oh my Ooh, god. Nice. 14.
Whoa, I don't know what all this means.
I have to give it to you now. So with a 14, as you ask, are you okay? Are you in danger? Cecily, you are also right next to her.
Mm-hmm.
But you are not connected to her, so I'm trying to see how I can get this to go. Actually, you want to roll your connection move?
Yeah, sure.
Go ahead, I'll allow you to do that in this moment.
That. Ugh, woof. But it's a mixed success.
A mixed success?
Mm-hmm.
I'd have to look at what connections does. 7. So you can choose between feeling what they feel or hearing their thoughts when they're close by.
Well, they're close, so hearing her thoughts, yeah.
Okay. You can hear she's it's hard. Let me think. Here's what I'm going to say. Trixie, let's start with you first.
Ah, okay.
Trixie, as you ask, are you okay? She's not in any, like, you're kind of connecting the dots here a little bit, I will say. She's not in any severe risk. She's not injured or harmed in any way, shape, or form. But she was throwing stuff. You saw that because you rushed in. No one else really saw her throwing things. So she was throwing things. And the ghosts are moving in a way that's like to restrain and to stop them from causing harm to others or to themselves.
Mm.
And for Cecily, you just feel the, just like this rage as you hear her thoughts just going like, don't touch me. Nobody touch me.
Ah. Phantom orderlies are at it again.
Oh my god.
Cecily, I feel like she's not going to pull back on the connection with that. I think that instead of trying to fight them, though,
mm-hmm.
She's going to do protect someone and, like, really just focus on protecting her.
Okay.
So she can
What are you protecting her from?
The phantom things that are there.
Okay.
But I really am just more saying, like, I'm gonna, instead of kick some ass or anything, like, take just a protective stance and try to build that connection with her.
Okay. As soon as you take a protective stance, the ghosts don't really go for you. They are still going towards her, though.
Okay.
But you notice that you stopping your violence did stop them from targeting you.
I have a dumb idea. So as I see them, do I get a semblance of what's happening here?
I think so.
So as I'm like looking around, kind of darting my eyes around and pointing the gun, I suddenly point the gun at my own head and go, I am a danger to myself.
Oh, you do that?
Oh, good lord.
No. All of the ghosts turn towards you and start moving towards you to stop you from hurting.
I run. I run.
Roll an act under pressure for me.
I kind of want this to work.
You're amazing for that.
Act under pressure.
What a good idea. What a brilliant
holy shit.
You go, I'm a danger to myself! And you just start running.
It's an advance under pressure. This is great.
You just start booking it as you go, I'm a danger to myself! And they all are going to like start moving towards you. You see all these like figures just moving.
Don't make me hurt me!
Oh my god. And you think that you would know a person. Oh no, we gotta go get them. All right.
He just drops his, like, finest hands, like, what just happened?
Well, he's being chased by a bunch of ghost orderlies.
Yeah, but why was he holding a gun to his toy gun to his head?
We'll ask him later. Let's go!
Should we follow
A? It's a real gun. Wait, it's a pistol. I don't think you can cock it. Well, yeah, you can.
No, she actually does the...
with her mouth.
Yeah.
With her mouth, yeah.
Yes! It's the best birthday ever! Holy shit!
I'm just running because I'm like, fuck, so wait, are we following him? Fuck.
I'm going after those ghost things. Those things are weak. Let's go. And then.
Okay, fine.
I'm a mundane and I can kill him. Let's go!
Ace just running for his life like this was a fucking bad idea!
As you were running, you can hear, of course, the other two chasing after you. But the other two, as you were chasing, you notice that as he runs to a certain point, the ghost just...
Hey, come back! Hey!
Are they still chasing me?
No!
No!
You're fine.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Now, putting your gun on your head like a... Stop putting your gun on your head like a dumbass.
Let me look at you. Are you okay?
Yeah.
All right, let's box his head.
Ah, wow.
Don't do that! Don't do that! Don't do that!
No.
Not allowed?
I'm cool.
I'm confiscating your gun.
Cecilia
just slowly turns towards you. What the fuck is happening?
So what did those things that... What was just attacking you? Who was just attacking you?
The staff?
That's what I thought. Why are they trying to restrain you?
Because I started throwing shit. She's very abrasive, this one.
Yeah. Why are you throwing...
We found this version.
Why are you throwing things?
Because I fucking can. Hey, look, it's Angelina Jolie.
I mean, I get it, girl.
Iggy's not having a heart-to-heart with this one. This is all Cecily.
Yeah, Cecily's like, do you know that I was, like, known for being, like, a total bitch monster supreme, and I had a lot of anger and hostility and just needed to feel powerful.
Look, I fucking get that you're trying to reach out to me right now, but what the fuck is happening over there? She's just pointing over towards the three of them that are fucking running.
They wanted to distract the staff so we could talk.
I'm yeah, very distracted right now. She will look towards you.
I mean, do you want to go after them and kick some ass?
I don't fucking know them.
Those are my friends, so...
Cool. She just shrugs.
I thought maybe we could help you, but I kind of just thought...
At this point, I'm losing my patience.
Yeah, right. I kind of want to slap you now, too, so...
The fuck you just say? She just stares towards you.
Ah, yes, we found a Cecilia with a punchable face. Great.
Right. Perfect.
Punchable face.
Cecilia. Wow.
You all can hear this battle brewing a little bit in the other room as you all are walking back.
You know what? I'm gonna stay out here.
Cecilia.
Yeah, I need to catch my breath. Yeah, I'm gonna come back now.
Trixie's gonna go Cecilia's in and mediate. Like,
look, I'm mostly kidding.
Trixie's gonna go in and mediate.
And just, like, listen to, like, what they're saying to each other. Just, like, if a fight breaks out, she's not going to have any of that.
Cecily's like, look, I'm mostly kidding. I get it. I know you're angry.
Mostly kidding? What the fuck does that mean? She just kind of gets in your face a little bit.
I mean,
I'm loving this version of Cecilia.
You are kind of raging out a little bit.
Yeah? So, I'm allowed to.
If you need to borrow my Midol, just ask.
The fuck you saying to me right now? She just kind of glares towards you.
Oh my god.
Oh wait, are we going there? Oh shit.
Oh, we're totally going there.
Bitch, I will pull your hair so fucking fast. She just glares towards you.
Hey.
She looks towards you.
Technically, she pulled your hair first.
We was like really slinking away from the door. This is like getting really too uncomfortable for him.
He's like,
you
we were
pulled my hair
to help you.
To help you pulled my hair to help me?
Not you.
What do you mean not me? Did you pull a hair or not?
I don't know. Do you remember me pulling your hair?
I'm sorry.
I love the gentle. Do you remember me doing that?
Iggy just like, whispers to the panting A. He's like,
because
I think I missed the end. Dairy Cecilia. I mean, Cecilia.
Yeah, no, this one's kind of a.
Hey, go ahead and roll in read a bad situation.
Okay, yeah, great.
So I don't think I need to, actually. You could probably. No, you know what? She's so loud. It's Wrath. You got it. Thank God.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to just do it for shits and giggles.
Sure.
Let's see. No. I have no idea. I'm too tired right now. I'm like,
No, I'm going to give it to you so you don't get the
XP. You're too tired to relay the information now.
Yeah, there you go. You know what? I know it, but I just, I'm like,
Yep.
Overall, like, we're trying to find the thing that did this to her. Right?
It was Cecily, technically.
Yeah.
Cecily technically broke them all up. By pulling at her hair.
Got it.
I pulled her hair and she exploded. That's what I said.
Sometimes that's just how you make a big bad evil guy.
This is just how it happens, you know? Yeah.
Trixie, how do you want to mediate in this moment? Because you said you were going to stop if any sort of fight looked like it was going to brew. It's brewing.
Okay.
So the first version of you I met was rather punchable, Cecily says.
The fuck is that supposed to mean? She glares more.
Oh, God. This is so...
I was just going to give her a chance to... Trixie to...
Yeah, Trixie, what do you want to do? Really...
Yeah,
what are you looking at me
for? Being very
for?
Helpful in this moment.
Yes. Cecily's letting all that frustration out right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Totally,
Partner will be outside with the other guys going, okay, I told her to hold on to the frustration and anger, but I didn't mean like this.
Okay. All right. Hold on. Hold on to you too. Wait.
She looks towards you.
All right. You're both angry, correct?
Exactly my point.
Okay. So usually anger is a secondary emotion here.
So no, what it's is pretty fucking primary for me right now.
Cecily, that's when she's gonna say, that is exactly what I'm talking about. You're angry. I'm angry. You heard her say it. Like, I...
Oh god, this is...
I get it. You're angry.
So?
Why are you angry?
She's looking between you and Cecily. Who the fuck is talking to me right now? Both of you are talking at the same time, and I'm getting agitated.
All right. It's all right. It's cool.
I will say, you all can feel like a little bit of a heat rising around her.
Oh, like my ears are heated right now. Just like
no, like actual like flame almost. Like it's hot.
Yeah, real cool.
So wow. Counter a ice bucket challenge for me, please.
All right.
Hold on, I come
what
in.
What would you
I
like us
this.
To do?
Wait, what? Wait, what are you doing?
I'm like a little tired, but I kind of saunter into the room. I'm like, guys, I got this.
The fuck is this? And she just holds her hand out to A.
I reach into my bag and see if I can pull out like a like a teddy bear.
Oh my god, she's going to cut off its head and de-stuff it right in front of me.
I'm hoping for it.
Go ahead and roll for your bag.
Oh god. I forgot what I have to roll for a bag.
A
let me
teddy
see.
Bear? Yes. A teddy bear.
Hear me out. I
know just, what you're just, doing. Just... I understand completely what you're doing right now.
Falls out a teddy bear.
No, I love it.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I pull out the biggest, fluffiest teddy bear I can find. And I hold out to her and go. I'm
crying right now.
I hold it out to her and go. Go to town. Tear this thing apart.
Roll and manipulate someone.
Okay. Do I get any bonuses for this?
Yeah, I'm gonna give you a +2.
Oh, okay.
This is a little better than I expected. Wild idea. This is an unexpected idea from you. I like it.
12.
12. With a 12.
I don't have advance, but
she. Yeah. We'll look towards it, look towards you, trying to gauge your intention. What is your intention of giving this to her?
You know, it's just as simple, and I'm going to tell Stroud, you know, sometimes you just got to let out your rage.
So you're giving her rage room opening really right now.
I am giving her total rage room opening right now. Just tear this fucking bear apart and get it out of your system.
Don't you ever feel like going completely apeshit?
Apeshit, yeah, literally. Exactly.
She will.
He's going to whisper from all the room. Can you give one to Cecily too? I feel like she needs to get some rage out also.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
She will grab the teddy bear and immediately start to rip it to shreds.
I can see this.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just think it's like off camera where you just see all of our reactions. You don't see what's happening to the teddy bear.
It's pretty horrifying.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey.
You just see our reactions and it's horrifying, you know?
Oh, the bear manatee.
Oh.
After some time, she stops and you just see her drop the teddy bear's head and just kind of like move and pull her hair up and just let it all out. And she just goes, God, that feels good.
Yeah, right.
All right.
She just sits on
like a doctor's chair and like leans back and looks at all. What do you all want?
I step back and I tap Cecily on the shoulder. She's all yours.
Okay. I kind of was thinking we were going to have to fight to get it out.
I mean, we still can if you want.
I mean...
Oh, God.
You know, like, I am a girl who loves throwing down as much as the next one, but I also really don't want to mess up my nails right now, so...
Oh, you're one of those girls.
And she's Cecily, flips her hair and she's like, I am 100% one of those girls.
Hell yeah.
She watches you, takes in that attitude, and you just see for a second a smile come across her face.
She's like, yes, like, you, I understand that anger. Like, I was there. Trust me. I shaved my head in a fit of rage and cried in a bathroom. How about that?
Iggy hears you from the outside of the room like, what the fuck?
Oh my god, me
that.
Too!
It's normal girl shit.
It's probably thinking like, is this something that women do?
I think that
Lorelai
was
Lorelai looks towards you? No.
Oh.
Secretly, I'm picturing Lorelai with shaved head.
I'm trying not to because I'm afraid more like
I know.
I had a full on Britney Spears meltdown. I did.
She just watches you.
I had to wear a wig.
Who the fuck is Britney Spears?
And she's like, but I don't know. Like, I get that, and they said you do need to hold on to that. And she's like, I will always be that. And two is the thing. Like, you're just like me. You're a part of me, really.
She watches you. And she just starts, you see like a moment of realization. Huh. No, you're not me. But you might be better. And she stands up. Come on. And she starts to walk. And then she notices you all kind of just dazed for a second. She turns around and goes, hurry up!
Okay, yes, ma'am.
Starts to walk.
Hey, and as they're walking down, like with like Trixie pulls A aside. Hey, that was a really good move with the teddy bear.
Yeah, you think? Thanks.
Yeah, I was going to give him my nunchucks, but good thing you didn't.
Oh my god. It would have turned into Kill Bill. It would have been amazing.
As you all...
You just like...
Walk. I'm like walking. I'm like, yeah.
I feel bad for whoever teddy bear you just stole that from.
Well, it's his. Oh, if it's yeah. if it's a full success, it's his.
That one was mine. But I do like thinking this is some child going, Mommy, where did my teddy bear go?
Yeah, a mixed success. That means he takes it from somebody else and it will be
somebody
missed.
Else.
Oh.
Mm-hmm, but he got.
Can we say it was Elizabeth? It was Elizabeth's.
Oh my god.
It was it's her.
No. It's the same teddy bear from the other world that got stabbed.
Oh no.
No.
It all comes full circle.
Full circle.
Don't do that to Iggy. No wonder Iggy couldn't watch.
I'm glad Iggy wasn't in the room.
Yeah.
As you
so
all...
I'm like, oh yeah, thanks, Trix. Yeah. Oh wait, you have nunchucks?
As you all walk and talk, as you follow behind this fierce Cecilia, we're gonna end the session there.
Fuck. That took a turn.
Nunchucks. Sorry, I had to stick that in somewhere because I was legit gonna give her like, hey. Here you go. Go wild.
Go and get that shit.
I know, yes.
I'm glad we both had the same idea.
Wild.
On those ghosts. I don't know.
Cecily was deliberately trying to rile her up and be like, let's fight them.
Oh, no, I could tell. 100%. And I felt like that was going to... So one of the ways it was going to happen... I did like Ace... peaceful solution though. That was really cool. As soon as you started bringing up the teddy bear, I was like, oh, I know what the fuck you're doing. It's a rage room. It's a motherfucking rage room. But they're only that you knew because the ghost only attacked because she was throwing shit in the room.
Uh-huh.
You fucking genius. Good job.
That was so good.
Yeah, she had to let loose some steam.
Good job. Thank you everybody so much for hanging out with us. This is Will Branch, I Senior, our Monster of the Week campaign.
Said that really fast.
Yeah. I know.
Wow.
I'm used to it.
Yeah, it was pretty fucking fast.
I'm used to it.
It was good.
If you like what you saw, give me a follow over on twitch.tv/GMHina. If you like what you heard, I mean, still follow me over on twitch.tv/GMHina, but also leave a review wherever you listen to podcasts and, you know, follow the podcast and, you know, subscribe or whatever the fuck you do. But also, it's my birthday. So, like, take a second.
It's their birthday.
It's my birthday. If you could leave a review, that would be great. Just saying.
Anyway, like us. Love us.
It's their birthday.
My birthday. I'm the birthday gremlin. And thank you all, everybody, so much who came into the live stream to wish me a happy birth. I appreciate it very much. I will be having a celebration once more on the final week of September. Don't know when yet. I gotta pick a day, but we'll do it. So if you want to come join me for my debut of my new PNG tuber and some birthday fun, come join me then. My friends might be there too. I don't know. We'll see. But here's the part, my favorite, where we talk about our favorite parts and give kudos. Would anyone like to give kudos or favorite parts for today's session?
I want to give kudos to Cassius for killing Trixie.
Thank you for liking my way of bringing her into limbo.
Hey, this might hurt a little. You know, just Jesus.
Just full faith in this man.
Exactly.
Well, just and to be fair, they didn't like stab you or anything. They just kind of made you blink out a little bit.
I thought it was going to be the boop on the nose.
That's what I was thinking too, not going to lie.
That would have been smarter. Like, I'm not that
you
smart.
You know what? There you go.
I'm not that
just
smart.
Just turn around and look at the screen for a moment, and it pulls a gun on you.
I have an ad playing, but it's okay because we're at the end.
Sorry. Transformer ice cream cone, that was my favorite.
Yes,
oh.
That was so
that was
good.
Really good.
That
was funny. Oh my god.
Cecily and angry Cecilia just going back and forth.
Yeah, like, as soon as I started swearing, I could tell you really liked that.
Yeah, I was like, let's do this, please. This is going to be fun. They're about to have a queen off.
Yes.
Anyone else have any favorite parts they want to share?
I liked A's pointing his toy
that
gun.
That was so smart.
That was so smart.
I'm endangered to myself.
I did not see that coming. Also to Sammy, 100%, because Sammy had the two good ideas of the teddy bear and also running with a gun into his head, saying, "I'm in danger to myself." That was fantastic. Well done.
They were the two stupidest ideas and I could think of. And they worked.
I mean, here's the thing, though. You also became a spider and tickled a dragon's nose. So you come up with the stupid ideas that work.
Yeah, I do. I come up with the stupid ideas that somehow end up panning out.
Because I would grant them to you, because I'm a good DM.
Oh, yes, you are.
And Iggy stepping in also.
That was so sweet.
That was so sweet. And then,
connecting with the one.
Oh, yes. And like, just that here, I'll stay with you is like so perfect. I don't know. Like, I just, all of it was perfect.
I'm glad you're enjoying my Cecilia's, my many array of
Cecilia's. You're breaking my heart.
The Confederation of Cecilia's.
My Confederation of
the Cecilia. Moment you said she's like throwing stuff and the orderlies are, she's a kicker, is what I was thinking. Like Jennifer's.
She's a kicker. Kicker.
She's a kicker. She's a kicker.
Also, she bites.
Yeah.
That's she's a biter.
That's what my great aunt was. She was a kicker.
Oh, jeez.
The best.
Oh my god. Well, I appreciate everyone so much for hanging out with us. We will be back again on Saturday with more Wyvern Smart Tales of Drestrea. I forgot also some bonus announcements. I'm currently in talks with Homers and Homebodies about something, so that's gonna be a thing.
Yes.
And also I'm working on another campaign that's gonna be starting every Friday in October. It's a spooky one, but I'm talking with the other table about that. Some of you already know about that table. But I'm not sharing too many details about that one, but you'll see ads for that starting to come up mid-September, hopefully. Fingers crossed that we do things in time. If not, it's going to start in November. That's fine, too. We'll figure it out. Don't worry about it. So if you're interested in more stuff, again, make sure you follow me here on twitch.tv/GMHaina for more awesome tabletop. And of course, on Sunday, we were normally doing our Baldur's Gate, but I can't this week because I'm having a thing. So I can't do that this week, but Baldur's Gate will be back next week. So hopefully you can come join us for that Baldur's Gate. But we love you very much. Thank you for hanging out with us. Thank you for granting us the opportunity to tell you this amazing story. And thank you to my players for letting me tell you this story and your chaotic yet amazing storytelling always brings me joy, brightens my day, and I'm getting sappy because it's my birthday. I love you all. Thank you.
Happy birth!
Thank you! We will see you all again, hopefully on Saturday for some more tabletop. But until then, stay safe, be kind, and we shall see you next time. Goodbye, everybody. Bye!
Bye!
Bye. I want you to know.